Let's keep our square pants on.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Happy New Year from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Good morning. I know it's New Year's and things get a little crazy, but one thing you won't have to worry about if you're a Time Warner cable customer is SpongeBob. A deal over fees was finally reached with Viacom, owner of Nickelodeon, SpongeBob's home. It also keeps MTV, VH1, and more than a dozen other channels on the cable lineup for millions across the country. We've been keeping a close eye on another dispute on the other side of the planet. The Russian oil monopoly Gazprom has shut off a big chunk of its natural gas supply to Ukraine. Gazprom says it owes them more than $2 billion. Ukraine says it paid the bill it thought it owed, $1.5 billion, to a Swiss-based gas trader that's half-owned by Gazprom. But Gazprom says it hasn't yet received the money. The interruption could complicate getting natural gas to Europe. The gas pipeline goes through, you guessed it, Ukraine. Today we say happy birthday to the euro. It's the ripe old age of 10. Compared with the dollar these days, it is in decent shape, but it wasn't always that way. From the Marketplace European Desk, here's Stephen Beard.
With a giant street party on New Year's Day in 1999, the people of Frankfurt celebrated the birth of the euro. The euphoria didn't last. The new currency fell on the foreign exchange markets and went on falling for more than a year. Many economists, like Professor Tim Congdon, forecast at the time the euro would disintegrate.
I've always thought that when we come back and look at this in 10 or 20 years' time, we'll just regard Europe as having gone balmy.
10 years on, the euro doesn't look quite so crazy. Howard Wealdon is with BGC Brokers. He says merging more than a dozen European currencies into one has worked beautifully.
It's created a stability that was never there before, and thus I think the euro has been a great success.
The euro has flourished in recent years, largely due to dollar weakness. But the eurozone is now sliding into recession. One currency with one interest rate for 16 different economies, now that could be tricky. Gideon Rachman of the Financial Times.
I think that it will be very interesting to see how the euro area copes during recession, because at that point, the fine details of economic policy, things like the level of interest rates, become even more urgent.
Nevertheless, the euro is now riding high. Slovakia has just become the 16th country to adopt it. Poland, Hungary and Denmark may not be far behind. At the European Desk in London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Well, most markets across the world are closed today to celebrate the new year, but there were some gains heading into 2009. The Dow, NASDAQ and S&P 500 all gained between 1 and 2%. European and Asian markets were mostly up yesterday as well. So, what's your resolution this New Year's? Lose weight you've gained since the holidays began? That's usually music to the ears of the health club industry. But are we in lean times for the fighters of flab? Here's Andrea Gardner.
Health clubs are an $18 billion industry in the U.S. More than 40 million of us belong to a gym. January is usually a banner month for new memberships. And despite the economy, this January is likely to be no exception. Joe Moore is with the International Health Racket and Sports Club Association.
We see the health club industry being very similar to the movie theater industry, for instance, where movie ticket sales may pick up during an economic downturn, because health clubs are also very recreational and they're a form of entertainment.
Moore says historically recessions haven't hurt the industry much, but health clubs are still being proactive, cutting costs and offering more competitive rates. In Los Angeles, I'm Andrea Gardner for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship, online at kauffman.org.
Here's a phrase you hear a lot during times of economic crisis, belt tightening. But is the industry that inspired that expression feeling the pinch? Marketplace's Sean Cole went to find out.
Cellar Leather is a modest little shop in Hyannis, Massachusetts. It's owned and run by Jeff Taylor, who was all alone behind the counter the day I visited.
Well, what you see when you first come in the door there is just a small sampling of some of the handmade belts, some without buckles, some with buckles.
Most of these belts are his own handiwork, 100% leather, no fillers, some with elaborate designs. Taylor's been making belts for more than 30 years. But in an age of such rampant belt tightening, is the humble belt maker adjusting his ways?
Have you had to punch more holes in your belt?
No, I haven't.
Have you had to make shorter belts?
It just depends on the person. You know, I have a lot of customers that come back that have lost weight and
really
need a belt made shorter. If it's a lot of weight loss, I can actually retool the belt from the other end of the belt so you're not looking at an excessive amount of holes.
And what Taylor's dealing with on the retail side, David Sack is experiencing wholesale.
We're making shorter belts, that's for sure. And shorter belts are cheaper.
Sack is president and founder of a high-end line of belts called Streets Ahead.
We punch on average of 5 holes in our belt.
Mm.
But if that is required by in the next month or two, we'll punch holes from the beginning of the tip to the end of the buckle. So you could actually use it as a dog leash if you want. Whatever it takes to survive.
To survive in a nation of narrowing waistlines.
Excuse me, guys. My name is Sean Cole. I'm with the public radio program.
I'll set to this.
To measure the full circumference of the problem, I asked passersby on Boylston Street in Boston if they've been tightening their belts. Some understood the question instantly.
Yes, I've worked very hard so I could tighten my belt, take off a few extra pounds.
No, you just buy another belt.
You just buy another belt.
Yeah.
Strangely, some people thought I was talking about money.
It's important to not completely retract. Confidence in the market has a lot to do with people spending.
I think that's very wise and cogent. I am actually talking about your belt. Your belt.
I think you need to expand your definition of belt tightening.
Really?
Yeah.
In Boston, I'm Sean Cole for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Happy New Year. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.